coming years.
Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Friday, March 16th, 2018. The time is 10:05 a.m. If you're joining us off-net or online, again, Juneau, Alaska, room 532 in the state capitol. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this morning, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Stevens.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning to all. Senator Olson is away on state business. On today's agenda, we have SB 196, an act relating to an appropriation limit relating to the budget responsibilities of the governor and providing for an effective date. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Bishop may have a motion.
Madam Chair, I move the committee adopts as our working documents CS for SB 19630-LS1022/Oscar.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. I'll object for purposes of understanding what the CS does. Ms. Kramer, if you could identify yourself for the record and walk us through the changes.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Laura Kramer, and I'm staff to Co-Chair McKinnon and the Finance Committee. There are five changes in the bill before you based on conversation yesterday in committee. The first change can be found on page one of the bill. It's a new section one, and this is legislative intent language that would require the legislature to review the appropriation limit in 3 years. The next change can be found in section 3. It's on page 2, lines 14 through 15. And this is adding a disaster declaration to the list of exemptions from the appropriation limit. The next change is on the same page in section 4, starting on line 23. And this is adding a reporting requirement of the governor when he or she submits their annual budget on December 15th to calculate the appropriation limit. They would also be required to calculate the appropriation limit or recalculate it when they submit their supplemental appropriation bills and any amendments to the budget. The next change can be found on page 3. It's section 6. Starting on line 1 through 5, this is applicability language, and this clarifies that the appropriation limit and the governor reporting requirements applies to fiscal year 2020. And the final change is section 7, found on line 6 of page 3, and this is transition language. And this is to clarify that the inflation calculation does not apply to the first year. So the first year is a strict $4.1 billion limit, and the inflation would start adjusting in FY 2021. With that, Madam Chair, those are the changes.
Are there any questions on what the structure of the CS for Senate Bill 196 does? Seeing and hearing none, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection to adoption of the CS /O? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill 196 Finance is before the committee. There is a fiscal note, Senator Bishop.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. No cost to the legislature to implement an appropriation limit.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. With that, I'd like to open the public hearing on SB 196. Is there anyone wishing to testify on the CS before the committee? Anyone online? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Any discussion from committee members? Senator Machicki?
Madam Chair, thank you. Good work by the committee. I think we had good discussion, good healthy discussion with some changes that I think are appropriate in tying an appropriation limit to the annual budgeting process and sort of highlighting the fact that it's an expectation that we want to share with the other bodies that they'll stay in compliance. And I think it's a better bill than the original committee bill. So thanks, everyone, for their hard work on SB 196.
Senator Von Imhoff, you brought to my office the idea of tying a calculation so that the governor needed to disclose both at the point of the introduction of his budget and for the supplemental as well as amendments that the governor should calculate and make known to the public what his budgets are doing to impact or not impact or be in compliance with the appropriation limit. Do you have comments on that? Thank you for bringing that to my office. Senator Bishop, you brought forward to my office the issue of state disasters as declared by the governor, as well as I know there was another item that we talked about. Would you like to speak to any of those?
Just the three-year look back in Section 1. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Bishop discussed with our office the three-year look back to make sure that the appropriation limit placed in statute functions as the legislature intends it to function, so that should we need to turn any of the mechanisms in the appropriation limit, that we have adequate time to review it and make sure that it is functioning well. Anything else? Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move CS for SB 19630-LS1022/Oscar from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero physical note.
Is there objection to moving the CS for Senate Bill 196? Seeing and hearing none, committee substitute for Senate Bill 196 Finance /O moves from committee with attached fiscal note and individual committee recommendations. Is there anything else to come before the committee while we sign the documents? Seeing and hearing none, on Monday's agenda at 9 a.m., we have the spring revenue forecast with a presentation from the Department of Revenue. Please stay until you sign the paperwork. With that, we're adjourned.